It's time for the GizWiz with Maz Matschreiter, Dig D Bartolo. This is episode 2063, recorded Thursday, October 23rd, 2025. GizWiz goes goofy. This episode of the GizWiz Diggity gets a gadget again. We test out a gadget that Dick has returned in the past. I take over for another Halloween-themed gadget, and I head back to Target this time for some real gadget finding. Also, I got an automotive gadget for you in the crappy corner, plus a 42-year-old video from Dickie D. All next on the GizWiz!
It's the same damn show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology.
Rows and rows of USBs, growing glowing LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Now! Here he is, the hauntiest of hosts, Dick D. Bartolo. How are you doing, Diggy D?
I am doing good, sir. And you?
Doing good. Doing very good.
Excellent.
What have you been getting up to this last week or two?
Let's see. This last week, raking leaves, straightening out that video that I tried to show last week. We can show this week. Well, for some reason, it was when I went in, it said pending. I've never had a video pending before.
I was really thinking hard anyway about that one. I was like, I don't know.
Should we let him put this up here? I don't know.
Yeah.
An awful lot of people posting stuff. I don't know if we have room for this.
Yeah. I remember when that was a concern I used to think about. How are all these videos going to be hosted online? And that never has occurred to me ever since. Anyway. Cool. Okay, yeah, so it's working now. So,
oh, okay, you want to show? Okay, so it's both Dennis and my birthday in October, and we gave each other a treat.
So this is our new boat. This is going up the Hudson. We can do it right here.
Going up the Hudson River.
Wow.
Engines have started.
I talk a bit, and then I'll take
a look. Are on the Manhattan 2, and we are going up to way up the Hudson to see the leaves change. So we'll be gone for probably a month.
This is going up the river, and that's the George Washington Bridge. And down at the base on the right is the Little Red Lighthouse. And there's actually a kid's book about that. And before the bridge was there, there were tons of rocks, yes, in that area. But now the lighthouse ended up on land because with the bridge construction, they filled in quite a bit of the land over there. And so we're going up the river on, it's not a brand new ship. It's new for this company. Oh, look at that great, I don't know, is that the sunshine hitting the GW bridge? I guess it is going through the clouds. And this is called their fall foliage cruise, but obviously we're going up too early.
Yeah, still pretty green.
Yeah, the boat is amazing. It's a 100-foot boat, 22-foot beam. I get to spend some time in the wheelhouse. Twin 600-horsepower engines. It goes about 15 knots or about 16, 17 miles an hour. But the thing is, instead of having side decks, the entire interior, as you saw in the the entire interior is all glass. So that way, they heat it in the winter and air condition it in the summer. And it was a luncheon. We had a great time.
It looks amazing. The boat itself just looks absolutely meticulously maintained, gorgeous.
Yes, and we lucked in because I had booked a noon cruise, and 3 days before the one called up and said, you know, your cruise is not has been canceled. We put you on a 10 o'clock cruise the next day, and I said, I am not a morning person. Are you kidding me? She said, is 2 o'clock better? I said, way better. She said, well, you know what? Since we canceled your cruise, the 2 o'clock cruise is a lunch cruise, which is normally $30 each more a person.
Right.
But you we'll just comp you the lunches. So.
Fantastic. Okay, that is great. That's really cool.
It was a great birthday for the two of us.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And you, what's with you?
Nothing really new with me. Yeah, no, nothing new on my end.
Okay.
Nothing new over here for me. But I did for my for the Chad extra. I'll tease it. I finally found a Target with real Heidnique stuff, because last week and there was just nothing. I felt like the whole product line got removed because there was nothing at that Target. So anyway, I'm happy that got to go back. So
excellent.
Yeah. Okay, so we jump into some
with the gadget.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Here is the first one from Dickie D.
On last week's show, I asked the question, did you ever buy anything on Amazon because it looked so weird you wanted to see it in person? Chad said yes. Some people in the chat room said yes. And we were talking about last week about the Magic Cube, which we learned on Amazon is good for travel and for in church. So, you know, like the priest and minister, the sermon's getting a little boring and you want to do something without attracting any tension, this is perfect for that kind of thing. Anyway, all right, so today's question is, I'm going to put this on the chair out of the way. Today's question is, did you ever buy something, return it, and then a month or two later, buy the same thing again? All right, so we're talking about this, the Motorola Moto G stylus phone. And I bought it on Amazon for $399. And I liked the phone a lot, but when you would shoot video, it would take the phone a second or two to focus. And even though I shot a video with it, this is about 3 months ago, and the chat room said, we hardly noticed that. I thought, you know, with $400, I'm going to return it. Now, for some reason, I have it again. Okay. I like the looks of the phone a lot. It's kind of a throwback to older phones because it has headphone jack, SD card slot.
Yeah, that is nice.
And this is why I bought it again. I have a Google Fi account, and I thought, everything is backups. If Verizon ever went out, I wanted to have another way to use the internet and the phone. And I've had it for years. It's $26 a month, okay? So I got a email from Google that they had a special offer for Google Fi customers only, the Moto G Stylus, $99. I originally bought it. I always buy everything when I buy something. I had bought spare styluses. Oh, yeah, this one has a built-in stylus. Okay. I thought, I'm going to be losing that. I bought spare styluses. I bought a Moto G stylus case. Now it turns out I can use them. And I like this phone a lot, all right? And for $99, I could not resist. So what we're going to do now is we'll do a little switch, and I'll shoot some video with this, and we can judge it.
Set it for 4K, but it turns out that I believe in this configuration where it's 2-in-1, I think it may knock the resolution down a little. Anyway, what I like about this is
I know now that
if you use the
2-in-1 cameras,
it would be an easy way to talk to somebody, look down and see what they're doing, and still have me on camera. Okay?
And so we're shooting a little bit of video here. This is the first test. And this is Gizneyland. You've seen a lot of it. Okay. And let's see, Gazelda. Hey, look at you. Wow, you have a sparkle in your eye and a lot of reflection. Gazelda has been appearing on GizFizz, okay? All right, this is the color in this looks great. And we're going to do a little zooming in. All right, autofocus is okay. I assume if you go in really close. Also, it's pretty dark in here. And then we have the GizWiz warehouse shelf or shelves. This is stuff from the... That's the original iPod Mini, right?
That's there.
Still
incredible.
In a box. Oh, my gosh. Those lips would move in sync to talk. So if you put the news on, it was very funny. All right. So this is the video with the Motorola G Stylus. And this is a touch of video with the forward-facing camera and not the two-in-one camera.
Yeah, I think the low light's a bit better when it's not in that.
Yeah. A higher res image. Are you tired of looking at all this stuff?
It's a good background.
Oh,
look
up there. Maybe you haven't seen stuff on that shelf.
Yeah.
And the spies all the way up there. Wow. Okay. And stuff. And pretty much all the books I've written. Oh, Alfred. Oh, I was going to say, did Alfred hanging himself? That's Alfred the Christmas.
Yeah, no, that did not focus.
Right.
But
yeah.
I guess it was two things in one shot.
You know, the focusing is pretty good now. All right. So things are better. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. That is absolutely right.
And I saw a little bit of that focus still again, but
definitely.
I think that it might just be, the lenses are a tad different, so they take a bit more to kind of jump in there.
But yeah, for $99, nice. Bucks,
I agree. And I still think it's an upgrade. It may not be the same focus, but I still think that definitely it's a picture upgrade for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. Awesome. So, very cool. $99 is such a good...
Yeah. There was one thing. The one that I bought on Amazon was 256 gigabytes. This was half that. What is that, 128?
Yeah, 128. Yeah.
But I put in a 1 terabyte
SD SIM card. Yeah.
Yes. So
then bam. Yeah, absolutely.
No, I could not resist that. And it was only for Google Fi customers. You had to activate it. You had to move your SIM card to that phone, and it had to stay in that phone for at least 4 months. But still in all, that was a hell of a deal.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Michael in the chat is saying that the iPhone 17 and up can do the front forward recording and back recording, I think through some apps and stuff. I don't even know if there's a way to do that in the normal camera.
For me, if Dennis is not available, it's great.
It'd be like for someone like me who likes to pull things into editing software, it'd be cool if it recorded two completely clean.
Oh, yeah, yes.
And then
because
you could switch, you'd be like recording this, and then without flipping the phone around, you could just do this or do picture in picture when it matters. That's really some cool stuff.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I'm still editing on the Atari 800, so.
Exactly.
You could do that. So this, to me, this is a good feature, the two-in-one.
Yeah. Okie dokie.
Oh, boy.
So I headed over to Target again, and I just kind of want to show you, starting off, just a few of the other gadgets that I saw. This one.
Oh, wow.
Now, this one was a little broken. That's why you can see me opening it.
Oh, he's supposed to open it himself?
Yes. I loved his vibe. His see, he can't quite close or open the casket there, but he does a really sad little tune. Kind of gives Squidward energy. He said, I've never felt more alive. So that was
one. Is that
one.
Hyde and Eek?
Yeah, that's Hyde and Eek. All of these are Hyde and Eek. Here's another one.
Okay.
I added in the cobwebs there just to show that it has a little light inside.
Oh, that's great.
That was really cool. So those are just a few of the gadgets that I saw this time. I was so much happier with the selection. So now...
Was it a different Target store?
Yeah, completely different store.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And what I did was I looked at the app to make sure that there was like a few gadgets that were in stock. I think that if I would have done that... 3 weeks ago, I would have had a much bigger selection.
Okay.
So I think it's probably my timing in the season is my issue. But here we go. Here was one of the gadgets that I decided to get.
Okie dokie dickity. Hopefully, we took a look at some of the other gadgets that I found at Target. And this is the one that I ended up buying. He is Hyde and Eek brand, which was kind of one of the requirements for me. He is a candy bowl. Imagine that there is actually candy inside. And I'll give the little try me button a press. Because there is an LED that's actually on the inside. Oh, ho, ho. I think he said treats are hard to resist or something like that. So he has a few different phrases. I'll go ahead and remove the try me button. On the bottom, you'll find the switch off, and then there's a muted option. So he'll light up and move around, but he won't make noise, which is really nice. And then the on option, you'll get all the audio. And he is motion activated. There is a little motion sensor just above the LED light. So as you go to reach in to get some candy, that's when he will be motion activated, which is kind of cool. So let's go ahead and listen to a few more phrases. I'm gonna switch him to on. I think he's just finishing his phrase now. And we can also turn off the lights, get a little better look at that. There we go. And then I'm gonna reach my hand in, get some candy.
Oh, ooh, that's nice.
What's this? Grab yourself something sweet. Here, let's see. Let's put some gadgets into it. We'll put a Sony speaker. I'll put a little, this is one of my label makers. Here we go. Delicious treats are what I like to eat. I kind of like how it glows from the base there. Okay, and we'll give him one more phrase, and then we'll be heading out of here. Let me grab the Gizwiz Cola out of there.
Going for another piece, I see.
Going for another piece, I see. So there you have it, our Hyde and Eek find this year from Target. I'm really glad that I went back to another Target because the one near me had nothing. Now we have creepy jack-o'-lantern skeleton arms here.
There you go. He's still here. You may have actually seen him hidden in the background because he didn't do a very good job of staying hidden this episode. So he was $30. Here he is, Hyde and Eek. There you go. What do you think?
It's funny. It's very cute. It's very
not
cute.
As amazing as some of the other gadgets we've seen.
Not as scary, right,
no,
exactly.
Definitely.
But it's
definitely
fun that it goes on automatically, and I like the lighting.
Ooh. And I like that he's mutable.
Yeah.
I really like that he can be muted. That, yeah. That I appreciate.
Remind me where the Gizwiz Cola came from.
So these are pretty old at this point. There was and every once in a while, Coke will do this where you can customize a can. This was a different product where you got the glass bottle, and the printing on it is just incredible. I mean, this was a Coke product that you could just buy online, and so bought it online, put the Gizwiz on it, and they came this way, and they
wow.
I think I've had them for like around 5 years now. Like they're definitely expired. You probably would not. They probably wouldn't taste good. But yeah, so I got a Coke Zero, a Coke, and a Diet Coke of the Gizwiz.
Oh, okay. Nice.
There we go. Okie dokie. Back to you for the third gadget.
And this is it.
Perfect.
Seems you're seeing a lot of the Gizzyland studio on this episode of the Gizwiz. Well, I had a problem come up last night. I was editing some video, and I'm using these three screens. And you know how YouTube suddenly starts a video playing? Well, it was 3 a.m, and the video was very loud. And I know the person upstairs goes to bed very early. And YouTube was playing behind something. Well, with the mouse, I was trying to find out quickly where the screen was so I could lower the volume. And I thought, I need an easier way to be able to control the volume quickly. And maybe, even though this computer has Harman Kardon sound, which is amazing for a laptop, I thought I would get a standalone speaker system, but it had to have a knob, just the knob I could.
It needs the knob.
So,
yes.
I bought, first in sound, there's Bose, and second in sound, there's Tilubio.
Okay.
They might be fifth or sixth.
So this is one of those amazing Amazon things. I had that problem last night. I remember this morning, I have to order a speaker. I went on Amazon and I said, I like that. What are the dimensions? Because it has to fit here. I want it under here. 2069. It said order by noon, and you all have it between 6 p.m. and 11 p.m. So I ordered it at noon, and at 6:40, it was here.
Okay.
Cartoon fast.
I haven't looked at it yet. And wait, does it not even come with a cable?
I did not. I'm not seeing
that
the back of it.
I'm not liking. Oh, is the cable built in? You know, that's something I don't like. I don't like okay. Sorry, the cable's just all wrapped up. So this is it. LED lights. You can turn them on and off. You can have a solid color, according to this. The knob. It's USB, and it's also Bluetooth. All right. So I'm going to plug it in. And since I have to run the wire up the back, we will come back. All right, it has one knob for volume, but Chad, it's our favorite thing.
Uh-oh.
Okay, the knob, one click, switches between Bluetooth and USB mode.
Ah.
Two clicks, pause and playback.
Uh-huh.
Three clicks, change the lighting. Four clicks, reset Bluetooth.
Yeah, you've lost me. I've
press
forgotten all the
for
clicks.
3 seconds, power on and off. All I need is volume, okay? All right, so let's hear what it sounds like.
I would expect a gadget from 5 below to be you, so there we go. Okay, with that, let's head into Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. away. He takes them out to play in Dick Gadget's warehouse.
And now I can lower it without having to go into the menu. And what did it say? Three clicks is lighting. One, two, three. Oh, okay. Is there a way? I don't know if there's a way to freeze lighting.
Yes, you can freeze it in it with one color now.
One, two, three.
This one always gives the best title.
I didn't think we had any. I guess you pick colors. Anyway.
$21. I like it.
I agree. I agree. I think that's a really good solution. I like how you were like, I need a knob, and the one thing.
Yes, I need a knob, and it had to fit. It said designed for shelves under a monitor, and it fits perfectly.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah, and your voice sounds really. The music is not as good as it could be. But voices sound really good.
Yeah, yeah. It seemed like the high-pitched things, like when it was like hitting the cymbals on the sound, maybe not the best. But yeah, for voice, it sounded awesome. It sounded really, really good. So here it is, 20
And it got pretty good. Yeah, 4.4 stars out of 5 from more than 500 people.
Yeah. Sorry, I scrolled past it there. But yeah, I think this is great. Now, the colors, have you chosen which color setup you're gonna do?
Red.
Red, nice.
Red, yes, it looks good. And occasionally I switch into the slowly change that goes to all the colors.
Right. Yeah. Pretty cool. Yeah, I call it cartoon fast when you order in the same day it gets delivered. It's like you're in a cartoon or, you know, oh, let me put in the order. Yes, I need it delivered. Wait. Here it is. Yes. it's like, how did it arrive?
It was very funny. I was ordering something for Dennis, the same thing, same day delivery. And I hit order. And somebody rang the bell, and then said, "Oh my God, they're fast!" Just like it would be in a cartoon.
Yes, that's great. Okay, cool. Very, very cool.
I too
have a my outside speakers, and I have to have that knob. I have an old pair of Logitech speakers that I use, but absolutely the same thing of like. And turn that thing down. One tip, by the way, whenever you're trying to find a tab, because I'm a person, I like to have, you know, one browser with 300 tabs open. If you're ever trying to find a tab that's making noise on Chrome, and I think on Safari, it'll show a little speaker icon on the tab that has whatever is playing. So if you have a YouTube video playing in a tab somewhere, take a quick look at your tabs, and if there's a speaker icon on one of them, typically where the favicon, like where the icon for the website would be, it'll be a speaker. And on Chrome, you can even click the speaker or right-click the tab and say mute. And so you can.
Great.
So if there's something that's just like making noise, and you're like, "Well, I want to get back to this in 3 seconds," click mute.
Yeah.
Okay, unmute.
That's good. That's good.
Firefox, okay. People in chat are saying Firefox does the same thing. So that's kind of a quick tip, is check your tabs and see what's making the noise.
Marchon said, in the future, they'll send you the item before you order it. Your AI will say, you know, Dick, in about 3 weeks, you know, you rebought that phone?
Yeah.
Well, in 3 weeks,
we're just going to ship you another one. Yeah. I remember, that's what Google, I remember there were... interviews with like Larry Ellison or someone or someone at Google, and I remember they were saying, what we would like to do is be able to know what you want to do before you want to do it, and then we'll serve you the ad so that you'll be encouraged. You're like, you don't even realize you need to buy a pair of pants. Okay, here's the ad to buy a pair of pants, and now you'll go buy the pair of pants. So,
oh my God.
There's definitely people who want to think that way. Absolutely. With that, let's get a bit crappy.
You know you don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie. Automobile gadgets is the category. I forgot to grab my gadget out of the crappy corner. I recorded a video earlier, so let's take a look. Okay, so we are back at it with an automobile gadget, and this is one that I think everyone will need and want, and it has a pretty cool feature. So this is the deal-worthy car charger. Fits an AC plug, but it also has a integrated USB-C cable in there, and it can retract in and out, which hopefully will make life very, very convenient. And I conveniently already opened it up. So here it is. This is the AC port, or the cigarette lighter port. And then on the top, you have three different options. You have a USB-C plug. Sorry about that. USB-C 20-watt out. Then you have a 12-watt USB-A. And then, of course, you have the integrated USB-C cable. And that is also at 20 watts. So let's go ahead. That is about as much as you get. I would say that is around 3 feet, 2.5 feet. And it does have a, like, where it will stay out. You pull it out, and it'll stay. And then it'll go back in. Almost like a one of those window shades. It says right here that it is 2 feet, 3 inches. So that's the exact distance. So here on the Tesla, it does have one of these ports. It's here inside of the middle of the armrest. So we're going to go ahead and plug it in. Ooh, has a little light on the top. And so with my car, I can actually close this, and there's a little gap for a wire to go through. It's not really retractable at this angle. It doesn't really pull quite well enough, but if I wanted to get rid of it, I could pull it, send it back in there. It's I can't tell if it's magnetic. It
or if it just kind of, yeah, I think it just kind of bends.
It is actually magnetic. Area. There's a magnet.
So there you go.
Oh, there
little
is. Okay.
Retractable USB-C cable, and then if you need to plug in with USB-A or USB-C, you also have an option there. So there you go, the deal-worthy car charger with retractable, let's see, can I get it to slide back in there? Retractable USB-C cable. There we go.
There you go. And so that's a 12-volt port you put it into.
Exactly. The 12-volt AC. Yeah, what? Yeah, I guess that is... What is
no,
the
DC.
Name for that? DC. You're right. It's DC. That's what I meant to be saying the whole time. DC, not AC. It's not alternating current. It's coming straight from the battery. You're right. Sorry for missaying that in the entire video. But yeah, also this is magnetic. This is how I was able to kind of test it.
Oh, it is. Oh, okay.
Because yeah,
okay.
If you have it all the way out, it will sort of grab that. I thought this was very slick, and especially if you have a cigarette lighter sort of in the dash, in the middle of the dash, this is, I think I would like that in my car to kind of manage that. It wasn't too expensive, coming in at, if I remember correctly, $19. No, I don't remember correctly. It's $15. While I was there picking this one up, I did see that Anker also had an option that was like almost exactly the same, except that it was like double the price.
I bet. Yeah.
So if Anker is, you know, your brand, which I would understand, there is an Anker option available as well. So there you go. A little automotive gadget for
very
you.
Nice. Very nice.
There you go. With that, let's move into... a fairly old, I'm told, Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're gadgets pass away. He takes them out to play in his gadget warehouse.
Okay, so this is another video that Mo has been digitizing all my old VHS tapes. And this is one of the earliest spots I ever did. And it came about, I was working at Goodson Todman. And when Match Game was on hiatus, I would work over either on What's My Line or To Tell the Truth. And so one summer I worked on To Tell the Truth. And the producer, one of the producers of To Tell the Truth, left Goodson Todman to go to a local network called Metro Media. And they started a show called Saturday Morning Live. And Barbara Griffith's name, she called me up and she said, you know, you
Saturday Morning
weird...
Live is the funniest like ripoff of Saturday Night Live. Was it a sketch
exactly.
comedy?
Exactly. Yeah.
So it was? That's hilarious.
It was a magazine show, but I thought it was a clever name.
That's very funny.
She said, you know, you have all those gadgets in your office. Did you ever think about showing them on television? And I said, no, but I could. And she said, well, bring like five or six of them and do a demo. I said, okay. Can I be funny? She said, you do whatever you want. Just make sure they hear the price and where you got it. So I did it, and she said, you know, we got mail about that. Can you do it again? And after the third time, she said, you just want to be part of the show? And I said,
Sure.
And then 6 months in, they got a call from Disney PR that they wanted the show to come down to Disney World and cover it.
What?
And
because is it show, ABC? Does Disney own it and everything?
No.
They just wanted to. Oh my gosh!
A local Metro Media station, and she said, you know, you'll go through and rate the rides. You'll do whatever you want. She said, we're going down in Mickey 1. Did you know there was a Mickey 1?
The plane?
The plane?
No, yes, I didn't know.
Disney has their own little jet.
What?
It sits, maybe a dozen people.
So I did know that Walt Disney had a plane, and he in his it's a historical plane at this point, and they've brought it to conventions. I guess it makes absolute sense that the company of Walt Disney owns a few private jets.
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. So they flew us down, and I did this piece, and at the end I'll tell you they had reservations about one thing I said, and I'll tell you after the bit.
Mickey got you mad can tell at me. You.
Yes. So here is my tour of Disney.
This is incredible. I'm so excited. Oops. Y'all have a jazzy
okay,
small
back,
world
morning,
intros.
Welcome back, Goofy.
Oh my gosh, Diggy D.
Oh, this Goofy. Oh, Goofy. It's a double load of Goofies here. I want to find out, Dick, how did you get to test all the attractions? I got to go to Mexico. You got to go on all the rides.
Well, you know, not many people know this, but I have a black belt in roller coaster. So they figured this was the one to go out there and do it.
But what
this is incredible,
Diggy D. The margaritas that I took to the band, Anne Marie and I had to end up just relaxing by the pool, not going on the roller coaster. So Anne-Marie and I were by the pool, but we have some very candid footage of what happened on the roller coaster.
Oh, let's.
We're in Shreve Frontierland.
Oh my gosh.
Frontierland on Big Thunder Mountain Railway. This is one of the scariest rides at Walt Disney World, even scarier than Amtrak. Now there's a height and an age requirement to be on this ride, but fortunately there's no IQ minimum, so we were all Ruth Katz was going to be terrified
That was a scary ride, but it
what
wasn't
edit.
As scary as I thought. Did you think so, guys? Joel, Ruth, Mike?
Ruh-roh.
I just came out of Tropical Serenade. Now, in this building, they have 500 of those audio animatronic birds all singing different songs at the same time. Now, you think that would get on your nerves, but it's really wonderful.
Cut. Okay, Dick, that was good. Enough, Dick. You're off.
I'm sorry, did someone say cut? No, actually, this is Tropical Serenade, and they have singing totem poles, singing flowers, and the singing tiki birds. You're going to really enjoy it. I'm at Adventureland, and I'm just coming off the jungle attraction.
Did you enjoy yourself?
Tim, this has got to be the worst. I mean, I got soaked.
What boats don't leak here, sir?
Boats? You're supposed to take a boat? Tim, I walked it! Actually, this is the Jungle Cruise, and what you do is you get on an explorer's launch, and you go back through the tropical rivers of the world. It's very exciting. You're going to enjoy it. This is where I'm staying. When our producer called to tell us we were going to Walt Disney World, she said, did I want to stay at Lake Buena Vista or at the mansion? So naturally, I chose the mansion. Who knew it was going to be the haunted mansion? Well, it's all right. The only problem is I have to hide in the dark. And every time a car full of people goes by, I have to leap out and say, boo! But, you know, using holography and special effects, they can actually put a ghost in your train. So when you come out here, you don't want to miss the Haunted Mansion. Kirby, would you put that in my room? It's the third coffin on the left. Thank you. This is Space Mountain. Now, if you like roller coasters, you're going to love Space Mountain because it's a roller coaster ride in the dark. You go through the stars and the heavens and the Milky Way. Now, most people consider this the scariest attraction at Walt Disney World. But I'm going to show you my personal favorite for the scariest attraction. Sir, I found the seatbelt. Is there a shoulder harness?
No, there's just a seatbelt.
Crash helmet?
Just a seatbelt.
Just a seatbelt. All right. Well, this is tight. Let's just hope for the best.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the bus line for your on 6. Please remain seated.
Oh, this is it, ladies and gentlemen. I am terrified. This has got to be one of the scariest. It's in motion now. I tell you, it needs a seat harness. The seatbelt's fine, but you need something to cross here because the G-forces, can you feel? I guess you can't feel them at home, but the G-forces are incredible. And I evidently have control here with this push button. I'm pushing it. It's going higher. I can't believe it. We must be, this has got to be 8-10 miles above the park. This is unbelievable. It's coming down now. Just, Oh, it's just got to be, this is must be like what the astronauts feel when they take off. Just being thrown back in my seat. It's incredible. I know that you see like four-year-olds on this ride, but I'll let you in on a secret. Those are stuntmen. They dress them like four-year-olds to get the adults to trick them into coming on this. I'm going to push this again. I'm getting braver now. You notice I'm really getting braver. Yes, I think this is going to be my, I'm going to try and sit up now and probably try and get the full impact. Oh, boy, you can see everywhere. Wow. Oh, World Trade Center over there. Statue of Liberty. Yeah, they're still repairing it. Oh, it's almost over. Thank you.
Oh.
You know, when you come out to Walt Disney World, you have to try this. It's a little turbulent. Just don't eat. They recommend you don't eat for 48 hours before you ride it. We've seen the scarier attractions at Walt Disney World. Now let's talk about the more adventurous attractions. Now at Tomorrowland, you can go on the Grand Prix Raceway and actually rent your own race car and drive it. But this attraction is even more adventurous. The object for me is to get to the end of this line without being hit by a real car. It's called the Walt Disney World parking lot. You missed me. About 10 feet he missed me, boy. I mean, is this adventure? Did I lie? This is the best. Whew. Forget Space Mountain. This'll do it every time. Okay, so it's safe in the parking lot. We were only playing with you. You know, I am a Mickey Mouse freak, and here at Walt Disney World, if you want...
Anyway.
Okay, so I have to guess what they got upset with you over?
Yes.
Nowadays, in the modern lens, you would have gotten in trouble for basically every single
bit
that you did, encouraging people to swim in the lake.
And to put on earplugs.
Oh my gosh! Yes. Oh my gosh! Yes. Or that, like, you could see New York's. They were like, "No, this is Florida. Don't mention New York landmark." I don't know. I couldn't imagine what they got mad about.
They watched the video and they said, would it upset you terribly if you left out the thing about the parking lot?
Our parking lot is incredibly safe.
I said, well, you know what? I can go back and just say, I'm only kidding. The parking lot is in. They said, well, if you like the piece, just do that and then we'll be happy.
Okay.
But you're right. When
nowadays, when like every bit would have been thrown out.
Yes.
No.
I have not seen that piece probably in 30 years. It was, I think, 1982. and like I said, oh my God, how did they ever let me?
Yeah, I come can't out believe you got an official say, was standing there with Goofy, and then you did all that. I cannot believe that they approved that.
No, they were really, and also, the PR people were just head over heels because of the Mad Association.
Right.
And I brought down a ton of Mad, so
right.
I think they let me get away with a little more than they might have.
That is incredible. What an incredible opportunity.
You know, is all of that stuff gone? Do you know?
Everything you did is still in the park.
I thought
pretty sure
the bird thing was being taken away.
No. Oh, okay, so the Enchanted Tiki Room, that still exists in Adventureland in World. And then a Big Thunder Mountain at the moment is shut down because they are building behind it, but it should come back. It's gonna exist. Space Mountain, absolutely an iconic attraction, not going anywhere. Trying to think, what else did you do?
Well, Mo was right when he said, this is my second favorite, and I think Chad's gonna love this.
It's incredible. I didn't even, I had it in my head, you've never been to Disney World. I don't know why I had that in my head. I was like, I'd love to show Diggity Disney World one day. Well, you got the official tour, and apparently you flew down on Mickey 1.
Mickey 1,
incredible.
Yes. Unfortunately, Mickey 1 was booked when we came home, so we had to take a regular plane.
Yeah, they flew you coach back. Scooter X did also share this article about Mickey 1. Do you think it was this plane?
I think it was.
So this is a prop plane.
Oh, okay. I guess it was.
Yeah. This may have also been the plane that I saw at... So D23 is the fan convention, or it's their fan club that Disney has, and they have a convention.
Oh, wait. Hey, Chad, I think it just said its last flight was in 1992.
What?
And I flew down, I think, early 1992. So that is the plane.
That's incredible. Because the reason I was saying I didn't think it was that plane is because I remember when I saw it at D23, they were like, it doesn't fly anymore, and it hasn't flown. That's incredible, Diggy D, that you got to fly on that plane. That is incredible. Because I have seen that plane with my own eyes in person.
That's so funny.
Incredible.
That's so funny.
Wow, what a story. That's really cool. That's really cool. Thanks, Mo, for digitizing the footage.
Yeah, Mo, these are great. These are just great. It's so much fun.
That is incredible. Some folks in the chat are saying, when did that video air?
1982. Did I say 92?
92, yeah. So 82. Yeah. If that was 82, that would have been about 10 years before the... Yeah. of the plane. That's crazy.
I wasn't the Gizwiz back then. I don't think I was anything back then. I was just the mad guy doing gadgets.
Doing gadgets, running around, showing off tech. That's so amazing. Really, really cool. Okay, how can people send in their warehouse videos?
Always looking for new videos, okay? Anything to do with a gadget. It can be a new gadget, old gadget, or favorite piece of tech that you have in the attic or the basement, which is antique, but you can't throw it out because it was so important when you bought it. Make a little video, 1 to 3 minutes, landscape format. Upload it to YouTube and just make sure that you can click unlisted if you just want people to have the URL to be able to watch it. 1 to 3 minutes and anything to do with a gadget. Put it, once it's up there, send the URL to us and you will get a current issue of Mad Magazine autographed to you. If we show it, we're showing 99% of everything we get. So it's mail@gizwiz.tv. mail@gizwiz.tv.
I encourage you to do it right after listening to this. Now. Do it now. Record a video and send it in. With that, let's head into the letter. Now.
Our letter is from Steve C. Foldy Mate lives on and on. Dickie D, I know you and Chad follow the progress of Foldy Mate for years. At this point, it seems to be obsolete. But did you know it's going to be replaced by an AI robot that can fold clothes and do the dishes? And he sent a little video clip.
So I have seen this figure.
Oh, robot. You have?
Not in person, but I've seen it online.
Oh, okay.
Online.
Okay.
And yes, they're getting lots of traction online about the humanoid robot that they have. Here's kind of like another example of it. I'll mute this real fast. But yeah, because it's a humanoid, you know, body for the robot, it can do things like laundry. That's a big one. Cleaning up around the house. Let's get into this because it's going so slow.
Look
at that. Hand over the groceries. Let it walk the dog. So I don't think it could walk the dog. It seems like the dog would knock over a robot.
Yeah. can play with the dog.
Yeah.
Can it swim if it falls in the pool, I wonder?
I don't think so. I think you'd have to get the accidental protection.
The 132-pound robot.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's like a person. It's like you've bought a humanoid thing.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is, by the way, Elon Musk and Tesla is doing the exact same thing with the Optimus robot. The Optimus robot doesn't really quite have a go-to-market strategy yet, where this figure robot, they are quite quickly trying to, from what I understand, they're quite quickly trying to sell them. Where the Optimus robot, we don't quite have the same type of,
go-to-market strategy. I don't like you. Would you have one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Depends. There's obviously things that it depends on. There's some privacy things. I'd want to know that it was doing all of its processing. I would want there to be some type of, you know, like that processing is happening locally and not everything getting sent up to the cloud. I'm sure that there's going to be a lot of wiggle room in that assumption. Even if it's slowly cleaning my house, if it's cleaning my house 24 hours a day slowly, or at least, you know, for 10 hours a day and charging for the rest.
Okay.
Like, yeah, I think that's pretty cool. There's definitely things like even this, it's like, okay, do I really think this is going to be able to hang up a shirt? Can it manipulate cloth to put a hanger into a neck hole of a shirt and put that up on?
Oh, that's interesting.
You know, that's like there's still things that I don't, I'm not confident enough that this can do that.
Yeah.
But that's the hope. Or that it could open up a latched box that's full of dog food and then not get bumped over by my dog that likes to jump on things when it's hungry. You know, like things like that. I want it to be, and you know, I want it to be able to fall over a few times and me not worried that I'm going to have to replace the $2,000 robot. you know, well,
It would be more like 15,000.
Probably. Absolutely. I mean, and who knows where this goes? You know, who knows?
And then you have health insurance.
I could absolutely imagine robot insurance. I mean, absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. He's doing little things.
Right. And so, like, some, like, loading the dishwasher, pretty confident could do that. Picking up objects and...
Oh, wait, he's going to fold something, Chad.
There we go. Oh, my gosh. This is what we were waiting for.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I don't know. I don't know about that.
Yeah. I don't know about that. It seems like...
This is the way I fold.
Yeah, that's how I would fold a shirt if I had oven mitts on.
It
gets a pretty good, you know, approximation of it done.
And here he has as a worker.
And so Tesla is doing this exact, you know, this is the one company, but Tesla is doing this exact thing actually at those, remember the cyber charging installation that was in LA that we had looked at with a ton of chargers, and they had like food, themed food. This is a whole Tesla building.
Oh, okay.
Well, they have their humanoid robot giving out popcorn there. And so, you know, it's actually taking orders and handing out popcorn and things like that. But yeah, I mean, I could absolutely imagine all of this, you know, all of the things that, you know, serving, taking over waiter positions, taking over all that eventually.
But not podcasting.
Maybe. Probably not podcasting. Actually, I mean, here's the thing. Is nowadays, even with Google, you can use Google to upload... PDFs, notes, presentation things, and then it'll make a podcast about all of the material you've given it. And it'll have two fake AI hosts talk about it.
Oh my God, really?
So if you're trying to study or you're trying to, you know, catch up on, you know, the market that is going up and down or whatever, you can feed it to AI and it produces a podcast. There's things, you know, you're still giving it, you're still the curator in that situation, right? You're curating what you feed.
Oh, I see. Yes.
So I think there'll always be a need for human curation and that type of thing. I still think art will exist on a human level that will never go away. You know, there's lots of things that I don't think are going to change. And you know, there's a lot that will, and especially when it comes to tasks that we know as humans are boring and automatable, and then specifically when it comes to travel in cars, I think the next 15 years are going to be difficult in that, because I remember an article from a long time ago that mentioned kind of the trends in people's jobs. What are the most popular jobs? And back in the 20s, the most popular job in all of America was as a secretary. And it's because you needed lots of secretaries to get mail, and you needed to do calendars and all that stuff. Well, nowadays, the most popular job in all of America is as a truck driver. And that job is going to be replaced just like secretaries were replaced. Why were secretaries replaced? They were replaced because everyone can just do their mail on their personal computers. They can handle their own calendars personally. They don't need an office secretary to handle those office issues anymore because we have personal computers. I fear that the exact same thing is going to happen in the transportation industry and all the people who are delivering things, all the people who are moving products all around America, truck drivers, and that is true for the mail service. That is true for all of that. That market is going to get hit hard when AI takes over driving. There you go. That's my opinion on all of those human robots and things like that and where that's going. Thanks, Steve, for the amazing article to kind of kick off conversation. You think, and it sounds like you would not get a human robot.
My apartment's too small, unless he pays half the rent. If he wants to pay half the rent, I'm in. I'll say, when you're not working for me, why don't you go get a job?
What if you could do that?
Yeah.
What if you could lease out your robot and go have it go do work and then come in and clean your butt? It starts to get kind of crazy.
Now you're talking.
That exact thing was happening when that discussion was happening around robocars. If you have a car that can literally drive itself, why not? Add your car to a fleet. And now all of a sudden it's a robo-taxi. You have a robo-car, make it a robo-taxi instantly, and then, you know, handle insurance, and if anyone destroys your car, you know, you still have to do that stuff. But, you know, that's the same idea. As you have it. It's just sitting there.
Possible.
Yeah, and crazy stuff. Okie dokie, thank you, Steve. Thank you, Mo, for digitizing the video. And thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. You guys support us every single episode. Thank you so much for supporting our show. If you like our show, please consider giving back at patreon.com/gizwiz. That is our Patreon page where you can support us. Or you can head on over to our website, gizwiz.tv. Click on the Patreon tab at the top of the website. There's a banner that'll take you to our page or a tiny little link for PayPal because some people want to donate via PayPal. However you do, thank you for your support of our show. Thank you so much. You can watch the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern Time at gizwiz.tv. When we are live, the website will just update with the live stream. And so head there just a few minutes before and you'll see it there. Make sure you join the chat room if you're watching live to chat along with all of our fantastic community members. They are amazing. I see them there. We got Sandblaster, Chumley, Tang, Caesar, PC Guy, Pack and W, everybody. If you miss a show, it's there on our website. Becky, Scooter X. There's a lot of people I could just name right off the top of my head. A ton in the chat room, so please join them and make some friends. If you need to catch a show after our recordings, our YouTube page or Apple Podcasts, we're all over the internet, so check that out. Head on over to gizwiz.biz, that's Dickie D's website, where he writes articles about every single gadget on the show. So if you ever need a reminder to a gadget or a link to the place to buy it, gizwiz.biz is where you head. While you're there, play What the Heck Is It? This is the game show where you gotta guess what that gadget is. And because Dickie D made it difficult, there's not a lot of guesses I'm hearing. So get your guesses
in. That's correct.
I hate to give it away, but this is a veterinary device, actually, for octopus and making sure that an octopus has a home to live in. It's an octopus home. It's actually what it is.
Okay.
You think you know what it is, get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers. 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. So get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.